Roles and responsibilities. Protecting children with allergies is a shared responsibility. In line with guidance from the Department for Education and the principles of Benedict's Law, all school staff must understand their role in preventing, recognizing, and responding to allergic reactions. Because allergic reactions can be unpredictable, every member of staff must take all allergies seriously and be prepared to act quickly. Whole school responsibility. All staff should be aware of which children have allergies and understand their individual needs. Follow care plans and school procedures at all times. Know how to recognize the signs of an allergic reaction and anaphylaxis. Know where emergency medication is stored and how to use it. Act immediately in an emergency and never delay treatment. Take part in regular training and updates. Report, record, and review any incidents or near misses. It is especially important that supply and temporary staff are informed about children with allergies, including access to care plans and medication. Clear systems must be in place to ensure this information is always shared. Designated allergy lead. Schools should appoint a designated allergy lead to oversee allergy management and ensure consistent practice across the school. This person is responsible for maintaining an up-to-date allergy register, including key details and photographs to help staff identify children. Clearly identifying which children have prescribed adrenaline auto-injectors, AAIs. Ensuring information is shared with staff regularly and whenever there are changes. Organizing regular allergy and anaphylaxis training and keeping records of staff completion. Implementing and communicating risk reduction measures, e.g. allergen-aware policies where appropriate. Acting as the main point of contact for concerns, incidents, or near misses. Monitoring medication expiry dates and informing parents, carers in advance so replacements can be provided.